Good morning. We're continuing to tell them Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning about Chav Daled, the Siman Hey, where the Chazam deals with the question of Tzviya Ba'echlin. Kazav Shulchan Aruch Ein Tzviya Ba'echlin. This is a Shulchan Aruch at the end of Siman Shin Chav. So he says that the Malach of Tzviya does not apply to foods. Foods, even though you're coloring them for the purpose of getting a nice color to it, etc., that's going to be mutter. There's a Gemara in Shabbos talks about using a yolk to give a yellow color to something, and it says that that's mutter. So apparently, from that, the Rishonim take out the concept of Ein Tzviya Ba'echlin. The Chayyim is going to challenge that at the end of this paragraph, but first he starts off with quoting the Shulchan Aruch. Nearly the Lefizah, so the Chayyim says, based on this rule of Ein Tzviya Ba'echlin, after the mutter lita in karkim, the top shul, a person wants to add in saffron. Saffron has a yellow color. So he wants to add in saffron into a food. Even though that's going to cause the coloration of the food, you're going to add a color to it. And that's mutter, because ain't tzviya ba'echlin. You can put it into water to color your water, which you're going to be using for drinking or eating. Person has grape juice, and they want to, or wine, and they want to stick their bread into the wine, to soak up the wine into the bread, and eat the bread, which now is infused with the wine. But meanwhile, while you're soaking in the wine, you're also coloring the bread. You're turning the bread into a purple color. But since Ein Tzviya Ba'echlin, that's going to be mutter. The Mishabura mentions this idea in regards to the concept of making tea essence. So a person before Shabbos, a person is concerned about the issue of using a tea leaves because they're Kalei Abishal, and therefore even in a Kli Shlishi, maybe we should be concerned about it, or for sure in a Kli Sheni. So he suggests that what a person can do is take before Shabbos, cook up multiple cups of tea bags for our purposes in a cup and make a very strong, concentrated tea flavor. And then on Shabbos, he can add that to the hot water and he can make tea that way. He says that preferably if a person has a blech and a person can leave it on the blech, then it will stay hot. It's even better. So there's no concern of bishul at all in any way, shape, or form. But he points out that when you pour the tea essence into the hot water, you're coloring it, you're causing coloration of the water. So he says, but it's not a problem. He does say in a Sharatzina, whether that maybe it's kedai in a case where you're doing it where the essence is hot still, so there's no bishul problem at all, to put the essence in first and pour the hot water into the essence. He says that this tzviya would only be true in a case where it's clear that you're doing a ma'aseh tzviya. So when you have the water sitting there first and you add the tea essence, so you see it coloring the water changes color. So that's a problem of potentially, maybe that would be considered tzviya. But the other way around, where you have the essence in the cup first, you pour in the hot water, and the hot water mixes with the essence, you don't see the water changing color. So that's not a problem with Tzviya Ba'echlin, he suggests. So it would be preferred, in a case where you've solved all your bishul problems, to use that order to avoid this issue. But so we are saying there's a concept of Ein Tzviya Ba'echlin, that a person is not considered tzviya when he does Ba'echlin. That's the based on the Shulchan Aruch, which we find at the end of Siman Shin Chaf. The Chayyim continues, and he says, however, I find all of this that we just said difficult to understand. So he agrees that it's not going to be chayiv, because the item of the nature is something which is going to be consumed, etc. But also you're doing a ma'isa of tzviya, which is a normal derech to do. They would use this karkum, this type of a spice, for the purpose of coloration. That's what it's done, used for. So that is going to be problematic. Now, using wine and some bread, he would say that's not a problem. Person wants to take the night of the Seder, it's preferred to use a red wine because it's a zecher to the dam, which was nishbach of Klal Yisrael. But if the white wine is meshubach from it, it's better to use the white wine because it's more covered of the bracha to use a better wine. So you want to add the red wine to the white wine to turn the white wine red. You'll have the best of both worlds. You have the better flavor wine, the more meshubach wine, and you'll also have the red. So based on this, what we're saying over here, that's mutter. Even though you're putting it there for the purpose of coloring it, it's going to be mutter. However, as Mr. Burr did say, maybe it's kedai to try to avoid that. If the person would switch the order and put the grape juice in the cup first and then add the white wine into it, or put the wine into the cup first, the red wine, and then add the white wine into it, that would be much better. But since you're doing it over here for the purpose of coloration, not for the purpose of just agav, now that much, everybody agrees in the case of the person's goal is not to color the food, he just wants to add the flavor. The fact that it's coloring it is not going to be problematic. Have a good night. Or good day.